But that's not guaranteed. Good, bad, who knows what the meditation will be. I remember one of my teachers used to say, there's no such thing as a bad meditation. Because even if the meditation doesn't go the way you wanted it to, you learn a lot from that. And the main story, I've got a couple of minutes, is about the refugee who came to Australia, and he worked so, you know, he had so many qualifications, but the only job he could get was on a building site. And he worked as a laborer so hard on a Monday and a Tuesday and a Wednesday, and he never got paid at all any of those days. And Thursday, you know, he was thinking of just giving it up, and he worked really, really hard on a Thursday, still didn't get paid. And he told his wife when he got home, oh, in Australia, they just exploit refugees. I'm not going to work anymore. And his wife said, we got nothing else to do. You might as well go to work on a Friday. And Friday, he hardly worked at all. And his boss gave him this big pay packet. And when he went home, he told his wife, I've finally figured out how things work in Australia. From now on, I'm only going to go to work on Fridays. That's just like expecting every meditation to be a payday. So even if the meditation doesn't go as deep as you expect, remember, you can't always go to work on a Friday expecting to be paid a whole week's salary. The meditation, you build up your credit. You build it up, always knowing that, as they say here in Australia, the check is in the mail. Okay, anyway, so that's just to start off with. So if you'd like just to get yourselves a nice meditation posture, whatever that is, and see whether today you're going to get the paycheck. But please remember, if they're sending a paycheck, you have to be here when the postman calls. If you're fantasizing about something else or fast asleep, then of course the postman goes and takes the check away. So be here and be alert, be aware, be kind. And first of all, be kind to your own body just sitting here. How does your body feel right now? Do you need to adjust your posture? Moving it this way, that way, just checking it out. You can sit in chairs, you can sit leaning against the wall, on cushions. Wherever you can find some reasonable comfort. Understand you'll never find perfect comfort. And we relax our body. And to be more meticulous, part by part, first of all, your legs. How do your legs feel right now? If you need to adjust them, please do so. Now's the time to move this way, that way, until you find the optimum position for your legs. Just like someone cooking, you know, you add a little bit of this, add a little bit of that, until you find, that's just nice. So you move this, move that, scratch it until it's, just nice, nice and comfy. And then you move your attention up to your butt. Make sure it's properly adjusted on the cushion, on the chair. It's okay to fidget. That's why people fidget, because they don't pay enough attention on making their posture just right. To do this, you're being aware of the feelings in the body. Not how things should be, but how things are right now, how they feel right now. and you have the kindness to be able to move if you need to, then move your awareness up to your back, the whole torso, just to give it a good stretch, and then relax it till you find the best posture for your own back. Relaxed, comfortable, but strong. The sort of comfort which you can maintain for about 30 minutes. And once your back feels comfortable, your mindfulness, your awareness of the comfort levels, knowing if I move it this way, move it that way, it gets worse. This is just nice, just right. And you can put your hands where they're comfortable. Move up to your shoulders. Just focusing, just your awareness, your attention, just on one area of the body, the shoulders, and making sure they're relaxed. And if ever that part of the body feels tight and tense, it takes some learning to be able to relax just a single part of your body. You try this, and mindfulness gives you feedback, it gets more tense. You try something else, still tense. You try something else and it relaxes. Sometimes it just takes trial and error. But you'll also notice when it does relax, even your shoulders, they're not tense anymore. You find what you've done is let go of things. Stop controlling. Stop worrying. Opening the door of your heart to that moment, to that feeling. And things get loose and light and free. So, this little sweeping through the body, focusing on area and area of your body, also helps understand the power of mindfulness and what letting go really is. And those two together, letting go is another word for kindness. There's mindfulness and kindness. Give you this beautiful sense of relaxation of body, and later we'll apply it to relaxing our mind. And we move up to the neck and the throat. Mine's a bit itchy from some hay fever. And then once you relax the throat, move up to your head, especially your face. Just to feel the sensations, the tightness or the looseness around the muscles of the eyes and the mouth. And just to relax those muscles. And you feel, I usually enjoy the feeling of the tension around the eyes, just all gets disappears, it gets relaxed, it gets loose. When I just let it go, let it be. And I look at my whole body as a unit. It's been carefully, kindly adjusted to its optimum position. This is called good posture. It's what feels right. And then I usually, as I say, spend a couple of minutes focusing on one part of my body. I just do a quick scan of what is the most irritating part. Still, for me anyway, at the moment, it's my throat. For you, it could be stomach ache, it could be pain in the knees or wherever. So the trick is to focus on that. Don't be afraid of it. Be aware. As if you zoom in on that one part of your body to the exclusion of everything else. Just the throat, nothing else. Or if that's from me, for you the one part which is the most irritating. And once you have awareness, focus on that one part of the body which is the most disturbing. And see what makes it worse. See what makes it better. Experiment. Mindfulness allows you to have the feedback. And you soon learn from that feedback how to relax. Relax muscles, relax irritations. Little by little, a bit of patience, the irritation eases off. The pain, the tightness gets less. Once the body is really relaxed, then you can turn to your emotional world. Sorry. It's not so much what you're experiencing, but how you react to it. How peaceful are you? And how do you react to what you're experiencing? I call this watching the peaceometer, that which tells you whether you're really peaceful or whether you're agitated. What changes the peaceometer makes you more peaceful, more calm, more free? What makes you more tense and tight? This is where you learn what real kindness, compassion is, what letting go is, what allows you to be free. Free of force, control, guilt, fear. Just being. very close to the end of the meditation now. How are you? What does it feel like? I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes for the 3rd time, you may open your eyes to end the meditation. There we go.